And I think it's quite interesting to think that that's where this came from, because it was a very early moment in a live tradition. So what Sangharaksha was teaching at that time, it's interesting to look back. You can see the seeds in many of those early seminars and talks of things that have blossomed into the order as years have gone on. But you also get a sense that there was something almost corrective about them, that he would sometimes focus in one way of practice and then sometimes focus in a different way of practice. And it would almost seem, looked at overall, a bit contradictory. But you get the sense of a tradition just coming alive and people working in a particular way. And then Bhante thinks, I'll call him Bhante, which just means teacher. It's an affectionate term. So Bhante would think, oh, I think we need to do more meditation. So then he'd talk about meditation, or he'd think we needed to do a bit more work. So then he'd talk about a bit more work. So you get a sense of something changing as the tradition moves on. And 1976 was a building phase. It was a building phase of the movement, both literally and metaphorically. We were building things up, communities were forming, people were getting ordained. I can't remember how many order members there were in 76. It was probably less than 100, I would think. There's now almost 2,000. So things move along and change. And there was also, it was a building phase in terms of buildings. The centre in East London, which became known as the LBC, or the London Buddhist Centre, had just been got hold of, I think, at that time. It was still an old fire station. There was work being done there. There was work being done near Croydon. There were various places that were just trying to build, literally brick by brick, build our Buddhist centres. So I'm just going to read you from the editor's preface of this, which I think is quite interesting as background and context to this particular teaching. The seminar on the Ratnaguna Samchayagatha took place in 1976. According to Dhammachari Subbuti, the effect of this seminar was a general spirit of expansive inspiration and a loosening of nose-to-the-grindstone Protestant values that wreaked havoc with work schedules and necessitated some radical rethinking of the methods being employed to push projects within the FWBO forward. So you get the impression that people were really working, and possibly not in the kindest or most creative of ways. There's a bit of a, we need to get this job done, and quite a kind of push to do that. And then it says, all of a sudden, it seemed that people could not even be persuaded to take the rubbish out without feeling personally inspired to do so. As it turned out, the development of the movement did not grind to a standstill as a result of this reassertion of the primacy of spiritual values over temporal objectives. And then it goes on to say what else was kind of happening at that time. But I think that's just quite an interesting context. It'll make sense as I go in to explain what it actually means.